7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little mini, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little mini, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place.
Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. So the world system has no place for Yahushua. You can see now, sisters and brothers, we can see now, sisters and brothers, that the world system does not want Yahushua. The world system does not want to see the masses of the people have equal access to health, wealth, and prosperity, liberation, liberty, deliverance. This world system does not want us to have equal access to time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, health, education. The world system has no place for Yahushua. So what is needed? The institutions have no place for Yahushua. See, we're going with the definition of Yahushua. This is a language that we must learn and understand to speak the language properly. Go into the definitions of the words. The institutions of the earth, they have no room for Yahushua. The forms of government, they have no room for Yahushua. The laws passed by such institution and government that have no place for Yahushua, the laws have no place for Yahushua. How many times has it been said by those in leadership, well, you know, slavery is the law. We can't go against the law. You got to go back into slavery. I believe that's what is going on with the movie 12 Days a Slave, a runaway, not a runaway. This man was a freeborn man. But those in power, the House of Rothschild, were in power in those days, sisters and brothers. And it's the bankers, the House of Rothschild. These were they who controlled the system of slavery on both ends. The merchants and the banks in the north and the actual slaveocracy in the south. These are they who passed laws for the capturing of so-called runaway slaves. And because there were not enough slaves in the system of slavery, then the slave catcher just went and ran up on any black man, black woman, said, well, you a runaway. It's the law put you in slavery. So what we see is that the system has no place for Yahushua. The laws passed. Remember the laws of discrimination? It's the law to say you can't come in this restaurant. You can't go here. You can't own property. You can't exercise your right in as a full citizen of the United States of North America. Therefore, black people could not amass resources and land and resources that come from land. And because the law was such that we were denied the opportunity to own land and property and the opportunity to exercise full and complete citizenship, then you see that black people today yet do not have resources. It was the law, but the law had no place for Yahushua. So we must do what? Subvert and overthrow the institutions. Subvert and overthrow these forms of governmental rule on the earth that have denied Yahushua the place in this earth realm, government institutions and laws. These laws that do not give place, have no room for Yahushua, these laws must be overturned. The laws that say that employment benefits must run out. The laws of the market that say, when they say, well, the market has dictated this and that. Well, when their market dictates that poor working class masses of people should be denied living wage jobs, and when their market takes living wage jobs, destroys them in the United States of North America in order to take advantage of slave wage, low wage, no wage labor overseas that their market created, then their market and their laws tied to such market must be overthrown. Their force, their power, they must be denied force, denied power. They must be annulled. They must be abrogated. Let me see this word abrogate right quickly. The word abrogate is defined as to repeal or do away with a law, a right, or a formal agreement. Oh, my sisters and brothers, I am thinking of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I am thinking of NAFTA. I am thinking, I think it's CAFTA. These partnerships, these formal agreements that work to make sure that Yahushua has no place anywhere on the earth, which means that these agreements, formal agreements that have become law, and are becoming law, giving those that wrote the agreement the right to deny health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance to the masses of the people. That's what CAFTA was about. That's what NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, was about. That was the destruction of poor working class masses of people inside the United States of North America and in Central and South America. I think CAFTA had to do with the Caribbean. So we see that these laws and agreements began to affect the Caribbean. These were agreements, formal agreements written by those who serve the associate gods and goddesses, the other gods and goddesses who work night and day to delay Yahushua, to deny Yahushua, making sure, ensuring that Yahushua has no place on the earth. Now we have the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is focusing on the Asia and Asiatic nations, which again, agreements, formal agreements, passing laws and agreements that ensure that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have access to your land, your wealth, your resources, ensuring that the wicked ruling class and ruling families are able to deny you and me equal access to time, energy, and space, ensuring that any law that you may have in your nation, in your city, in your region, in your town, that they can usurp, go above, over, around through your laws, causing your laws that would protect your citizens, protect your people, your laws that you may have created that would ensure that the people have access, equal access to whatever resources you may have in your nation, in your region, in your territory, leadership, presidents, prime ministers, CEOs of corporations, multinational corporations, financial and mining institutions, resource institutions. These are making deals and partnerships, creating formal agreements and laws that take away your rights. Take away your right, my right to Yahushua, our right to Yahushua. And Yahushua is health for every human being. Yahushua is wealth, socialized wealth for every human being. Yahushua is socialized prosperity for every human being. Yahushua is socialized liberty, liberation, deliverance for all human beings, all oppressed from all oppression and all oppressor. Yahushua is the warning of vengeance on all of us who seek to deny Yahushua to all. The leaders of this world, these who are propagating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, President Obama, and the elites of the Democratic Party and the elites of the Republican Party and all of those who have united to push the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the union leadership. I'm a part of the UAW, United Auto Workers, and the union leadership from Detroit. They support the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The CEOs of GM, Ford, and Chrysler support the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They have forced this Trans-Pacific Partnership down the throats of poor working class members of the unions of the auto workers. And this scripture is saying that any law, any agreement that denies place for Yahushua is worthy to be disannulled, repealed, done away with, destroyed, overturned, and discarded. So what we are talking about is the hereafter. We are talking about the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We are talking about the breaking up of this system. And this word, one of the roots, etymological roots of this word that we are dealing with, let me see, what word are we dealing with? I've been preaching so hard. Yeah, room in the inn. So the etymological root of room is this word having to do with overthrow, and one of its roots is a word 3089. Let's hear the pronunciation from the Strong's people.
Strong's G 3089. Luo. Luo.
Luo 3089. Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word is tied to prayers and tied to words that have to do with redemption. This word is to loose any person tied or fastened. And the laws passed by these that have given their energies over to wickedness have tied us down, have put bandages on us, have caused us to be bound and caused us to be a prisoner and caused us to be chained and caused us to be in prison. So this word, luo, has to do with freeing us from such prison, freeing us from such connection and bondage and bandage and that which ties us up. This word luo has to do with freeing all prisoners. All political prisoners must go free. All of us who have been denied freedom, justice, and equality, the poor working class masses of black, brown, red, and yellow, luo, we must go free. This word has to do with annulling and subverting. Subverting and annulling laws that are wicked and destructive. This word has to do with declaring unlawful. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is unlawful. All of the laws passed by these who are doing the bidding of the associate gods and goddesses, the other gods and goddesses who deny us Yahushua, deny place for Yahushua, these are unlawful to do away with, to deprive of authority. Those in power, we must work to destroy their authority, cause our minds to think outside of their construct, thereby denying them authority in our minds and denying them authority in our lives. Their laws, we must deprive their laws of authority. When they pass laws that cause us to hate one another, we say no, we're going to love one another. When they pass laws that say that we must fight and kill that poor working class person of this or that country, we say no, and we destroy the authority of their laws. Whether precept or act, the precepts, the laws that cause actions, that cause destruction, we must dissolve these laws that cause destruction. To dissolve something coherent into parts, to destroy. So that which is coherent, let me research that word right quick. Coherent. The word coherent is defined as logical and consistent. An argument, theory, or policy that has logic and is consistent, united as or forming a whole. The presidents and prime ministers of this world, they give us arguments that are coherent, that seem logical, that seem consistent, that seem united and formed and whole. But we see that they are arguing on behalf of laws and policy that are destructive. It may seem reasonable to us, things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, North American Free Trade Agreement, Caribbean Free Trade Agreement. But we see that these laws are destructive, and the arguments of Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George Herbert Walker Bush, Ronald Reagan, Henry Ford, Richard Nixon, John Kennedy, when he was more on the side of this wickedness that we're talking about, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Truman, Eisenhower, these, they have come with reasonable arguments that seem coherent, but these have passed laws and agreements that are destructive to the human family. So what this scripture is saying, that we must bust up their logic. We must bust up and destroy and overthrow and dissolve and disintegrate into parts. Did not the most honorable Elijah Muhammad say that something to the effect of Allah cracked an atom into 10,000 parts? On the positive, that is us being enlivened as parts of atoms, as atoms in the universe, given material form to bust up. Watch this now. On the one hand, we're busting up their atoms, their energy, their forces that seem to be coherent and whole. And we are the instrument being used by Allah, being used by Master Farad Muhammad, being used by leadership who desire to bust up the old guard, to bust up the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We are the atoms who are now made into 10,000 parts so that we may go out and with our numbers united, bust up the power and authority of those in power and those in authority, because they who are in power and authority are passing laws and agreements that are destructive to the human family. We are the Ptah. We are Atum. We are here to bust up the old guard and to bring order out of chaos and turbulence, to rearrange the structure of the institutions and governments of the earth in accord with the universe, which means we must overthrow institutions, overthrow the governmental structure and the agreements that are destructive to the human family. Let me see if I can cover a few current affairs and events in the remaining 7 minutes of this portion of our broadcast. Democracy Now, December the 30th, had a story about the NSA. You have a member of the Supreme Court that said the National Security Agency and their spying tactics, illegal. Then you had another federal Supreme Court judge upholding the NSA and their right to spy. We say with this knowledge that we have been going over, the NSA, they are formed on illegal laws. Laws that are illegal. They are spying because they know the prophecies. They know that Christ's spirit, soul, energy in the masses of the poor working class people are awakening, rising up, ascending, Allah-ing, Ilah-ing, Olah-ing, masculine and feminine, so that we may do what? Overthrow the power and authority and rule of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Jobless benefits are cut for 1.3 million despite the highest long-term unemployment since World War II. So what we see is that the market, their laws, their agreements, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Democratic Party and Republican Party working together to do what? Destroy living wage jobs. Keep people unemployed. Keep people not being able to have purchasing power and strength, causing bankruptcies in cities, causing the accruement of revenues to go down, causing the access of services to become destroyed for the people, causing revenues to go to the private hands of the wicked ruling class and families, the 1%. So this unemployment phase, the longest and highest long-term unemployment since World War II, this, and then you cause this condition, and then those that are receiving jobless benefits, you cut their money to do what? To destroy a human being, to destroy a man and a woman, to destroy a boy, a girl, a child, a baby, a human being, to continue to destroy cities and counties and regions and states, and ensuring that the wealth and the resources always go to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So this reality must be destroyed. This reality must be overthrown. This reality must be annulled and discarded and done away with. We see a crackdown in Egypt on the Muslim Brotherhood. But what we must keep in mind is that the military power that is in rule now didn't mind the Muslim Brotherhood, and I forget the president's name, who's in jail now, didn't mind the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, House of Rothschild, coming in and destroying the economy and destroying the people. It was only when, is it Mohamed Morsi? Only when Mohamed Morsi was going to do the bidding of CIA forces and fight in Syria and fight in Ethiopia, then the military rulership stepped in to stop that action. But as it concerned the slow destruction of the masses of the people, International Monetary Fund raising the price of everything exorbitantly high, restructuring the tax base so that the masses of the people would be taxed at a greater clip and the elites would be taxed at a slower clip, ensuring poverty and impoverishment. So we have to get to the root of the problem. Let me see if I can find a couple of other current events and current affairs right quickly. We see that a Texas student is coming forth and saying that she was raped by a student, and the school in Texas basically punished both of them, accused both of them of public lewdness, and sentenced both of them to the same disciplinary school. And what we want to say with this is that the problem of rape, the problem that women go through, the problem of abuse and misuse and destruction, we must see Yahushua in the manger, see Yahushua in the feminine power, see Yahushua within our construct, providing health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, deliverance for all woman and sacred feminine power, sacred and divine feminine power. Well, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.